the current rate of transmission of the disease is faster than the efforts to contain it. The geographic spread of the outbreak in Sierra Leone is so vast. We now have it in 12 of the 14 chiefdoms. That means that the financial and technical resources that are required to contain the outbreak are huge. If all stakeholders, including the government, had invested 6 weeks ago, less money would have been required now. The challenge, however, now is to contain the disease, rely on significant financial investment to contain the disease in Kenema and Kailaun, and prevent what's happening in these two districts from happening in the other 10 districts of the country where there have been positive cases. For this to happen, there needs to be the required resources, financial and material. There needs to be strengthening of coordination between different organizations and delegate responsibilities between the international technical staff, non-governmental organizations, and the Ministry of Health. Quality clinical case management is the cornerstone of Ebola control. International technical support can be given for quality clinical case management, but there is also a need for Sierra Leonean clinical staff, doctors and nurses to be part of this.
Are people afraid to seek treatment and testing at health facilities?
We are observing significant drops in utilization of health services. People are scared to go to health facilities because they are both worried about getting Ebola from health workers and also because of the many fears and rumors that health workers are injecting people with Ebola. Health workers are also being stigmatized and some are labeled as Ebola nurses, hence the urgent need to meaningfully engage community members to try and restore confidence in the healthcare system. This will be difficult and will take time, but with all hands on deck, it is doable.
So what is the procedure when someone comes in and they are suspected of having the Ebola virus?
The procedure is they will be received by a health worker that will refer them to the appropriate technical laboratory technicians to do the testing. And with the testing also goes, you know, some counseling, and then, you know, they will be isolated in the observation ward.
Those people that do die from the Ebola virus, are the necessary precautions being taken in properly burying the body?
Definitely, yes, because the body is extremely contagious. So you actually have specialized burial team that disinfects the body, prepares the body for safe burial.
How many cases of Ebola are there right now in Sierra Leone?
According to MOH figures, total suspected cases to date is 505, and total confirmed cumulative deaths is 253. This is according to the Ministry of Health figures received as of the 5th of August.
Are there any travel restrictions at this time going into Sierra Leone and coming out of Sierra Leone?
No travel restrictions, but mechanisms have been put in place at the airport to screen passengers that are leaving and coming into the country.
So really, to sum up your biggest concerns right now, what you're looking at is, number one, containing the Ebola virus that is continuing to spread throughout Sierra Leone, and number two is your need for resources, doctors and nurses and medical technicians who can actually help with the treatment and the educating of the community about the spread of Ebola.
Currently, we're supporting the government efforts in Kenema and Kono District to train healthcare workers, to provide equipment and supplies, to support contact in tracing and surveillance, because we really have to cut the chain of infection. And it is through actually increasing our effort in surveillance and contact tracing.